Good morning. I'm Gina Rasmussen.
And I'm Melanie Myers. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts, your weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Student Council has been busy this past week. Last Tuesday, they finalized plans for Homecoming 2007. This year, the Bears will be taking a road trip as they celebrate homecoming for the 49th time in school history. The event is late this year, the week of October 14th to the 20th. Seniors will nominate the royalty next week, and we'll let you know more of the details of the event as it approaches.
Also last week, a group of juniors and seniors from Student Council went down to Renwick for a special leadership retreat sponsored by the North Central Conference. 9 Garrigan students got together with student leaders from other schools in the conference. The day included a variety of educational activities with the goal that everyone could bring something back to their school. Participating from Garrigan were seniors Carrie Courtney, Lee Brashear, Shane Koob, Macy Fickbaum, John Parrish, and David Frieders, and juniors Joe Straub, Alec Buckle, and Ashley Beisch.
Last weekend, biology teacher Beanie Bodie and a group of advanced biology and ecology students braved the wet weather. The trip took them to the Less Hills along the Iowa-Nebraska border, where they went hiking and camped out in a state park. Mr. Bodie tries to take at least one trip a year that gives students an up-close view of what they learn in their science classes.
Students who made the trip include advanced biology students Joe Straub, Alyssa Birdie, Mallory Bollig, and Peyton Schindler, as well as Shane Koob, Carrie Courtney, Richard Forberger, Randy Kenyon, and Steph Kolash. Also going along were 14 ecology students, including DJ Belletti, Dustin Shackelford, Brad Richter, Alyssa Birdie, Alex Dodds, and Nick Birdie, plus Andrew Albert, Trista Cantu, Garrett Albert, Dana Miller, Chris Lannis, Michelle Kolas, Chris Kellner, and Matt Albert.
One of the advantages of being in school today is that you can earn lots of college credit before you're even done with high school. At Garrigan, there are lots of different college credit opportunities, most of which are through special arrangements with Iowa Lakes Community College. By the time they've graduated, more than three-fourths of this year's senior class will have taken college credit statistics, which is taught during the day right here at Garrigan. Math for liberal arts and psychology are also taught for college credit at Garrigan, and many students also take early morning human anatomy or nurse's aid classes. Taking the courses during high school costs a lot less, and for many people, it helps ease the transition into college.
Normally, Garrigan's lower-level football teams don't have nearly the tradition of success that our varsity does. But so, in 2007, the 9, 10, and JV teams have been enjoying a great year. A week ago, the freshman-sophomore team got a big win over Garner Hayfield, and this past Monday, the JV team beat West Bend Mallard in a rout. Freshmen out for football this year include Eric Bowman, Michael Hellman, Andrew Baer, Jake Rosenmeyer, and Logan Smith, together with Jacob Baer, Kevin Albert, Travis Cruz, Drew McGill, Jake Redding, and Tyler Lollier. Good luck in the rest of the season to the freshman and JV teams. Our senior spotlight this week shines on DJ Thompson. Here to tell you about him is Melissa Cruz.
DJ Thompson comes to Garrigan from the Humboldt area. You probably know him best for his accomplishments in football, where number 18 is a running back, linebacker, and the top kicker of the Golden Bear team. DJ is also a four-year member of the Quiz Bowl team. He enjoys intramural basketball, and he's been active in track, and he's the hot dog eating champion of the school. When he's not busy at school, he works in Humboldt. DJ will be off to college next year, and we wish him all the best in the future.
On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's JV volleyball at Algona High this morning and freshman volleyball at North Kossuth. Monday, the JV football team hosts Eagle Grove.
Also on Monday, the cross-country team runs at Humboldt. The school board meets on Tuesday, and Wednesday we'll have an early dismissal for teacher in-service. The sophomores will order class rings that morning, and there's a HOSA meeting in the afternoon.
Seniors will nominate homecoming royalty on Thursday. That night, the volleyball team travels to Humboldt. Then on Friday, we'll have a black and gold day leading up to the football team's big game against Britt West Hancock.
The junior class will serve their annual tailgate supper before the football game Friday night. Then next Saturday, the volleyball team will host their home tournament here at Garrigan.
That's the Bear Facts for another week. Thanks for setting your dial here, and be sure to join us again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.